Gmail. James Driscoll at Grew Up Peace Building reply to Barack Obama on JCPOA, May 8, 2018. One message. Martin J. Driscoll, Wednesday, May 9, 2018 at 10:51 a.m. to Barack.Obama at whitehouse.gov, obama.org at realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all-time human history, barack.obama.obama.org at realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all-time human history. CC, President at WhiteHouse.gov. Wind-resistant house. Wind-resistant house statement from Barack Obama is posted on Facebook relating to the JCPOA status of the Trump administration begins this public stored memospace address of peace building. Please public open all links for yourself. They are trustworthy. All content stored on site is site advisor cleared as safe to browse. The center domain of a triad at GrewUp.net spelled GRUWUP.net, great reasons as will unite peace a site advisor cleared safe education, reference is classified as education, reference and its two supporting domains on each side top bottom or left, right, are classified as content servers. All contents are safe to browse and content is scanned weekly. On Facebook, this is posted, Barack Obama, the 8th of May 2018, 12:37 p.m. There are few issues more important to the security of the United States than the potential spread of nuclear weapons, or the potential for even more destructive war in the Middle East. That's why the United States negotiated the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA, in the first place. The reality is clear. The JCPOA is working, that is a view shared by our European allies, independent experts, and the current U.S. Secretary of Defense. The JCPOA is in America's interest, it has significantly rolled back Iran's nuclear program. And the JCPOA is a model for what diplomacy can accomplish, its inspections and verification regime is precisely what the United States should be working to put in place with North Korea. Indeed, at a time when we are all rooting for diplomacy with North Korea to succeed, walking away from the JCPOA risks losing a deal that accomplishes, with Iran, the very outcome that we are pursuing with the North Koreans. That is why today's announcement is so misguided. Walking away from the JCPOA turns our back on America's closest allies, and an agreement that our country's leading diplomats, scientists, and intelligence professionals negotiated. In a democracy, there will always be changes in policies and priorities from one administration to the next. But the consistent flouting of agreements that our country is a party to risks eroding America's credibility, and puts us at odds with the world's major powers. Debates in our country should be informed by facts, especially debates that have proven to be divisive. So it's important to review several facts about the JCPOA. First, the JCPOA was not just an agreement between my administration and the Iranian government. After years of building an international coalition that could impose crippling sanctions on Iran, we reached the JCPOA together with the United Kingdom, France, Germany, the European Union, Russia, China, and Iran. It is a multilateral arms control deal, unanimously endorsed by a United Nations Security Council resolution. Second, the JCPOA has worked in rolling back Iran's nuclear program. For decades, Iran had steadily advanced its nuclear program, approaching the point where they could rapidly produce enough fissile material to build a bomb. The JCPOA put a lid on that breakout capacity. Since the JCPOA was implemented, Iran has destroyed the core of a reactor that could have produced weapons-grade plutonium, removed two-thirds of its centrifuges, over 13,000, and placed them under international monitoring, and eliminated 97% of its stockpile of enriched uranium, the raw materials necessary for a bomb. So by any measure, the JCPOA has imposed strict limitations on Iran's nuclear program and achieved real results. Third, the JCPOA does not rely on trust, it is rooted in the most far-reaching inspections and verification regime ever negotiated in an arms control deal. Iran's nuclear facilities are strictly monitored. International monitors also have access to Iran's entire nuclear supply chain, so that we can catch them if they cheat. Without the JCPOA, this monitoring and inspections regime would go away. Fourth, Iran is complying with the JCPOA. That was not simply the view of my administration. The United States intelligence community has continued to find that Iran is meeting its responsibilities under the deal, and has reported as much to Congress. So have our closest allies, and the international agency responsible for verifying Iranian compliance, the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA. Fifth, the JCPOA does not expire. The prohibition on Iran ever obtaining a nuclear weapon is permanent. Some of the most important and intrusive inspections codified by the JCPOA are permanent. Even as some of the provisions in the JCPOA do become less strict with time, this won't happen until 10, 15, 20, or 25 years into the deal, so there is little reason to put those restrictions at risk today. Finally, the JCPOA was never intended to solve all of our problems with Iran. We were clear-eyed that Iran engages in destabilizing behavior, including support for terrorism, and threats toward Israel and its neighbors. But that's precisely why it was so important that we prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. Every aspect of Iranian behavior that is troubling is far more dangerous if their nuclear program is unconstrained. Our ability to confront Iran's destabilizing behavior, and to sustain a unity of purpose with our allies, is strengthened with the JCPOA, and weakened without it. Because of these facts, I believe that the decision to put the JCPOA at risk without any Iranian violation of the deal is a serious mistake. Without the JCPOA, the United States could eventually be left with a losing choice between a nuclear-armed Iran or another war in the Middle East. We all know the dangers of Iran obtaining a nuclear weapon. It could embolden an already dangerous regime, threaten our friends with destruction, pose unacceptable dangers to America's own security, and trigger an arms race in the world's most dangerous region. If the constraints on Iran's nuclear program under the JCPOA are lost, we could be hastening the day when we are faced with the choice between living with that threat or going to war to prevent it. In a dangerous world, America must be able to rely in part on strong, principled diplomacy to secure our country. We have been safer in the years since we achieved the JCPOA, thanks in part to the work of our diplomats, many members of Congress, and our allies. Going forward, I hope that Americans continue to speak out in support of the kind of strong, principled, fact-based, and unifying leadership that can best secure our country and uphold our responsibilities around the globe. Posted to Barack Obama's Facebook page, and to Twitter on tweet, statement from Web Administration and owner of the @realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all-time human history, @gruup.net spelled gruup.net, great reasons as will unite peace a site advisor cleared safe education, reference it peace building trust networking site Dear Mr. Former President. My name is James Driscoll and my hometown is San Bernardino, CA. Yes, that's San Bernardino from the shooting events of December 2, 2015. More to the point of how this event affects directly our family. My brother's stepdaughter Misty Crowder Driscoll of his first wife Debbie was actually working in that building that day and that hour. She was present but just so did not attend the Christmas party. I do not know how close to home it has to hit for a peace builder in his hometown to accommodate a peace message that is not getting received by our government. You see, I am really the one peace builder with knowing materials out here on the web such as about intractable conflicts and their follow-up site. I am putting just these 2.edu educational references into your view. Who am I to technology beginnings? When I was 18, as a voluntary project contributed to the San Bernardino Public Library, a coded programming project back in 1985 known as a BBS, a bulletin board system. What I am introducing below here are materials that are a foundation to something the African Akan people have symbolically represented in the Adinkra system called wind-resistant house strong and proud. In their African language, this symbol is called MF Ramadan. This opposes the foundations that we have built up here in the United States that are frankly load unwise to collapse, houses of cards. The full Adinkra is great to understand foundational as a system of wisdom guidance that has not been brought into the philosophy of American life. It should be. A new construct should be placed into consideration to build our future upon. That being to reach back in time to some moral wisdom guidance and fetch what was long time lost and forgotten. That Adinkra symbol is called Sankofa. What I am placing before you, is a new foundation of understanding. You and I being two men on the planet, you of privilege upbringing and me of peace-bearing messaging. To prove something about my peace mission work. I own the internet domain space by a gift given to me by a first-time meeting occurrence at the time. He and I are now good Facebook friends. He gifted me Meta, WSWS referencing world site or website and some idealistic technology discussions. This was in September of 2009. You can check the HUA data on the web domain registration for yourself. This action of gift was given to me after I introduced my technology which is live and my ideas to him. He gifted me this domain in that he compliments ideals of peace building. That was 2 full years prior that to the basketball player who is on the Los Angeles team of the Lakers Ron Artest Jr. legally changing his name to Meta World Peace in September of 2011. These are facts, Mr. President, to the man of peace who is directing a message to you. I am not a fraud in any form or way. I have my Truth Finder background check report located here, James Driscoll Colorado 2717.pdf. I appear in the November 1987 issue of the Library Journal. A copy of the article that I appeared in is stored on my website at Public Access Microcomputer Services in Public Libraries. I am also noted to be mentioned in a San Bernardino Sun. Times newspaper article of this same time period, SB Sun, home computers can talk to library.jpg. SB Sun, home computers can talk to library pg2.jpg. My resume is found here. Yes, Mr. President, that is a different kind of URL showing for my technology domains that I hold. It is called a direct name binding presence URL, and in this case it is bound in your name. I expect that you link to the materials that I am providing to you so you can build a foundation wise of knowing who I am and what I am representing to bringing forward a peace building message as it relates to Iran and the JCPOA in today's current events. Also extremely direct relevant in today's focus constructs of ideals is the article from the November 1987 Library Journal that appears also in that collective publication issue. Because I own such a personal information system. Personal information systems, the library role.pdf binding knots are a part of the adinkra that is frankly missing in our modern information technology social world. Except for that, I hold a technology that has binding presences, that operational mode is not typically open defined enabled on most internet domain spaces. It is a special feature enabled that does not produce an error 404 return for URL prefix subdomain addressing that is not prior setup known. It is open-ended definable at demand. Similarly as having an open email addressing for the left portion of the email address if you have a general catch-all to flow anything written at domainspace.com, anything written also applies to subdomains on the internet HTTP access pathways of my site. This means is very expansive if I had to really code an GUI and functional system of development that I actually have envisioned platform for. But for now, everything can be done manually coded. I have had this technology-enabled presence on my internet domains for over 10 full years since their initial registration in June of 2005. What I am proposing is something new to mind but not new to technology. New only to the minds of American ideals, not of the African Akan Adinkra. That being, binding presences found in their symbol meanings. Or what is called binding knots. More on this later. However, there are three major binding presence knot symbols used in the Adinkra that form what I call a trust binding. That is not anything that has ever existed on the planet ever before. 1. Chromobone. The chromobone symbol is a Solomon's knot-oriented symbol. It means one bad makes all look bad or the bad makes it difficult for the good to get noticed. It is a warning against deception and hypocrisy. That is binding presence 1 called an honesty binding. 2. Potapo. The binding knot of reconciliation, peace-building. The potapo symbol is hard to define how it can be used when there is no concept of construct for it in our modern life here in the United States visible and actionable upon our communities in every part of our community life. We are set forth in wartime with a Department of War, defense rather than peacetime with a Department of Peace. That is a simple way of saying it. Yes, I am aware that the federal government has a Department of Peacekeepers. Rachel Maddow spotlighted that low-key memberships of powers of our government on her show. Civil Rights Act foresight includes discrete peacekeepers. Rachel Maddow shows how the drafters of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 anticipated future racial strife and allowed for the inclusion of a division within the Justice Department to offer conciliatory assistance when troubles arise. SEP. 22. 2016 MSNBC.com. Please link to and watch her segment on this subject. This is what is the problem here in the United States. We have no role representation of binding presence for peace reconciliation known as Potapo to the Akan Adinkra system of communication symbols. I aim to point out and change that point of continuous contentious status here in the United States of America in 2018. That is my introduction to you, Mr. President. Even though there is Twitter binding history between our accounts available via a active current return results refreshing of history. This by search Twitter for, it grew up at Barack Obama, yes, that goes all of the way back to 2013 and I did not mention the project The Brain Initiative within my first tweets to you although I am aware of how that project has made its presences 5 years later. We have to understand each other from a more perfect union, that being of peace and reconciliation. And frankly this country has lost its footing on respectable leadership if we do not incorporate some of the peace documents that I know exist on the governmental plane of intelligent knowledge. I am a peace builder and know the field of resource well. This document is being overlooked, conflict and health, peace building through health initiatives excerpt introduction, peace building through health initiatives Graham McQueen, associate professor, Department of Religious Studies and Joanna Santa Barbara, assistant professor, Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Neurosciences Anthony BZWIKU.CA.MTHSL at IWZ.ENODNA, author information copyright and license information disclaimer this article has been cited by other articles in PMC. War affects human health through the direct violence of bombs and bullets, the disruption of economic and social systems by which people use to address their health needs, the famine and epidemics that follow such disruptions, and the diversion of economic resources to military ends rather than health needs. 1-8 In recent years, war has been framed as a public health problem. 9 This highlights the role of health workers in preventing and mitigating destructiveness, but also raises questions regarding the constraints to their achievement of such objectives. Summary points. Health work in zones of conflict can initiate and spread peace through conflict management, solidarity with indigenous health workers, strengthening of the social fabric, public dissent and restriction of the destructiveness of war. Evaluation tools need refinement, but there is preliminary evidence of effectiveness for some health peace initiatives. Go to the health peace connection. The transition towards peace in war affected zones will often improve health care and health status of populations. But do health workers have a role in expanding peace? Progress towards more peaceful relationships between large entities such as nations or blocs, or small entities like community groups, requires multi-track actions at several levels. Does healthcare offer one such track? Only empirical data will answer this question, but our preliminary analysis of information suggests that health initiatives have indeed been successfully used as peace initiatives. 10-1. That concludes the excerpted materials of the document. I am now going back to the construct of a trust binding presence fully formed. 1. The honesty binding presence of the Kromobone. 2. The peace building, reconciliation presence of the Potapo. And now 3. Nyansapo. This wisdom, not this wisdom document just introduced above, is what I attach to this symbol here. Contact us form, part 1 of 2. First off, 1000 characters is too limiting. This submission will be in two parts. The email address that I am using on this contact us form is obama.org@realuphuman.net, spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history. Closing square bracket dot. This refers to supplement online surface web content folder, valid URL, and online storage area open to the public web surface indexed. There is an full composed email that is sitting waiting for you to read complete. Its logic would be similarly syntax is content directed and sent via email as barack.obama.obama.org@realuphuman.net, spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history. Closing square bracket dot. But there is no accounts on this domain and no opt-out option available to this domain space. There are 28 web domains currently listed in this space, including my local governmental web domains of sbcounty.gov. This also includes whitehouse.gov. I now have included obama.org. You are number 28 defined, manually coded. Thank you for your submission. Donate, press enter, part 2 of 2. If I had my peace-building technology completely developed the way I envision a GUI interface, that equivalence is handled for processing via email addressing and content stored on the web space automatically. Does that make logic sense? It is open public memospace that can be coded to a content index and content control logistics, if anyone would give me a chance to shine. I have to deal with the haters collective elite everywhere I go in life. This is online and offline, and that is why I am writing to you, former President Barack Obama. When in 2013 I began to tweet to you under the ID, it grew up great reasons this will unite peace. Please access and open online letter to you from the following URL, I appreciate your valuable time. Mr. James Martin Driscoll, 3260 Grande Vista, San Bernardino, CA 92405-909-882-8759.